Good morning. Welcome to the Message of Truth. My name is Keith Greer. I'm the local minister here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to our broadcast this morning. We hope you tune in each Sunday morning at this time as we endeavor to give you a message of truth. We also have a website, churchofchristatharrisburg.com. You'll find all these radio programs and MP3 files. You'll find 30-minute videos on different topics that's there by subject matter, and a host of other Bible-related material that will help you and aid you in your study of God's Word. We also have our information about some of things here at the Harrisburg Church of Christ. Please give it a listen. Now, again, this is going to be a very different month of messages in the month of April due to the things that are going on in our world. And so we want to try to help you to cope and to face the situation that we are going through at the present time in faith, in trust, and in confidence, and understanding the things that you can do and I can do as servants of Christ in order to get through this present crisis. Right now, we are in the midst of a pandemic, the coronavirus. The coronavirus has gripped not only our nation, but nations all over the world. 175 of them are affected by this virus. And so we are not alone. And so what do we do? How do we react? Well, I want to begin this morning by reading some passages with you that I hope will give you some firm footing to how this should be approached. In Proverbs 12 and verse 25, it says, "Anxiety in the heart of man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad." In Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse number 20, the good book says, "But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the world keep silent before him." And then in Proverbs 22 and verse number 3, it says, "A prudent man foresees evil and hides himself, but the simple passed on and are punished." The world is in the midst of a crisis. The health threat is real. It's not imaginary, and it's something that we need to take very seriously. It is causing death all over the world. The cases in the U.S. at present, and this is at the end of March, is 143,000 in our country and 2,500 deaths so far. And we can expect that those numbers will rise. And also, they will rise throughout the world. And our president has determined that until April the 30th, we're going to take this position of distancing, of practicing all the things that he wants us to do in order to curb the spread of the virus. And so, this is going to go on for many weeks, as it has already gone on for a number of weeks. And so it's inconvenienced our lives without a doubt. Things are not normal as they used to be. Well, what should we do? How should we act? How should we react? Anxiety, panic, feeling overwhelmed, depressed, give up, the end of the world. This is a message from God. I've heard many different things offered by many different people. But let us, for a few moments, look on some things that we can know for a surety. Things that we should think about and focus on in this time of crisis and this time of distress. There's two things that are needed here by those who are believers in God and are Christians. Number one is we must remember our faith in time of crisis. And with that faith, we must exhibit wisdom. We must exhibit wisdom that will see us through to the end of this journey. It's okay to be concerned. The Bible talks about people being concerned. We can be concerned, and we should be concerned. In Philippians chapter 2, in verse number 19, it says, chapter 2, verse 19, "But I trust in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, that I may also be encouraged when I know your state. For I have no one like-minded who will sincerely care for your state." In Matthew chapter 6, in verse 33, we are told that we are not to be anxious for anything. And so it is okay to be concerned. It is okay to be concerned about people we love, about our friends, about our country, and about the things that are going on. But we need to handle this in such a way that we demonstrate that Christians handle things in a much different way than other people do. People who don't believe in God and people who are not religious will handle this epidemic and this crisis in a very different way. We as God's people must handle it in a way that demonstrates our Christianity and shows people what being a Christian is all about. There's some things that we can control. Our reaction. You can control your reaction. You can control how you deal with it. You can control the things that you do. You can wash your hands. You can practice social distancing. You don't take unnecessary chances with affecting not only yourself, but affecting others. But now there are other things that are out of our control. I can't control what other people will do. I can't control how other people will react and whether or not they'll follow the guidelines that have been given to us by our government in order to stop the spread of the virus and to curb it so we can get it behind us. Now, what we need is the wisdom to know the difference. The difference of things that we can control and the wisdom to know about the things we can't control. We need to practice good wisdom. The disciples and people who are believers in God should live in faith. In Isaiah chapter 41 and verse 10, it says, "Fear not, I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." In Psalms 56, verse 3 and 4, the scripture says, "Whenever I am afraid, I will trust in you. In God I will praise his word. In God I have put my trust. I will not fear. What can flesh do to me?" We need to understand there's some things that we need to remember. The first thing, foremost, that we need to remember is the virus is not in control. God is in control. God is on the throne. God loves us. He cares for us. And he's concerned about us. And he wants to help us if we will reach out to him and we will trust him and put our faith in him. Some have even suggested that this virus was sent by God in order to test us and to try us to see if we understand our need for God. While that's an interesting theory, there's no evidence to support it because the Bible tells us that God does not tempt men with evil. But God allows things to happen in the world in order that we might strengthen our faith and that we might understand our need and our dependence upon God. Some have questioned if God's so powerful, if God's so loving, why didn't he just take the virus away? Without a doubt, he could do that. But in his infinite wisdom, he chooses not to do it. Are you going to question God? Should I question God? No, I'm not going to question God because I'm not in a position to question God. I am a frail human being with weaknesses and fears. And I don't have all the answers. And I don't have all the information. But the God I serve does. And I'm not worried about where he's at. I know where he's at. I know who's in control. I know who can see me through to the end of this journey. And I trust him. And I put my faith in him. And I would ask everyone in this listening audience to not forget that God is still on the throne. And God is still in control. And we need to trust him. And we need to put our faith in him. This is not the first real crisis that we have ever had, nor will it be the last. You know, in Bible times, they had their share of adversity. They had invasions from their enemies. They had famine. They had pestilence. They had persecution for their faith. They had wars. They had tribulation. They had adversity. And sometimes they suffered because of their own disobedience. And yet, they were able to deal with it. They were able to overcome it. And they were able not to allow it to destroy their faith. Disciples remain calm and trust in the one who is greater than all. Do not fear, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Luke chapter 12, verse 32. In this first lesson in April, I want to stress that we need to remember some things that can help us. Number one is that we will get through this. We will get to the end of this crisis. Number two is we need to do the things that we can do, we have the ability to do, in order to try to control the spread of the virus. We need to be prudent. We need to use wisdom. Number three, we need to pray and lean upon God to help take away our anxiety, our fear, and our uneasiness. We need not to get overwhelmed. We need not to wring our hands up in despair. We don't need to throw in the proverbial white towel. And we need to lean upon him who is greater than all. And we need to use this time that we're quarantined, that we're separated from one another, and we need to use that time to strengthen our faith, to strengthen our relationship with God, to strengthen our relationship with our loved ones, and to handle this in such a way that people who don't have faith, people who are not religious, can see that God's people handle this in a very different way. We need to understand the threat is real, the problem is real, we're in the midst of it, we're going to have to deal with it, we're going to have to do what we can, and we're going to have to trust and lean upon the one who loves us, cares for us, and will see us through till we get to the end of it. Ladies and gentlemen, my recommendation is to use this time to get closer to God, to study his word, to meditate upon it, to pray, and to thank him for his blessings.